he really enjoys doing those shticks of comedy.
Oh, that was different.
To do the comedy sketches. He'd rather do that than play, he said. Do you feel the same?
Well, he says that, but if he was doing comedy sketches every night, he'd be saying, I'd rather sing or play than do comedies. You know, it's just whatever you're not doing. But we enjoyed, you know, messing around with Shakespeare, but, you know, couldn't, you know, we read him at school and that's enough.
What type of reading do you do?
I read anything, you know.
I noticed Ringo got on the plane the other day with some Green Hornet comic books. Did you join in?
A what?
Green Hornet comic books.
No, I didn't look at them. You know, I always thought if I got a lot of money, I'd get all the horror comics.
You finally decided that why try to analyze what the success or the reasons behind the success of the Beatles are? Do you still feel like that?
There's nothing you can do about it. How can you? What can you base it on?
Yeah.
You know, if you start with the music, you say, well, it's the music. Then you say, oh, no, it is. It can't be the music. I mean, everybody plays like that. There's much better people, much better musicians. So you go on to what they wear, or what our hair and anything. It's a combination of a lot of things, you know, and it's not worth going into. I don't know anything about it. You know, as we've said, we'd be managers. If you could form another group just like us, that easy, millions of people would do it, and there'd be no Beatles or no anything connected with us. You know, you just sort of say, I've got the formula. We'll put the hair all standing 1 foot tall to the left. We'll put them in green suits with red shoes, you know, and that'll make it. It doesn't work, you know. There's no sort of going in.
John, does your wife ever plan to join the show business fold?
No, she's not at all. No. Why should she? She never thought of it before, you know. Why should she now?
All the artists currently recording in Britain, what's your favorite group?
In Britain?
Among your contemporaries in Britain.
I think we've got two, the Searchers and the Rolling Stones. You know, it sounds daft us liking them, you know. We're good friends of the Stones, so I like them.
Do you know them from Liverpool or just what?
They're not from Liverpool. You keep plugging them as the Mersey Sound over here. They're all from London or round about London. The Searchers are from Liverpool, so we've known them for years. The Stones are London fellas, you know. But
were the Stones influenced by you and your earlier sound?
I don't think they were influenced. They were probably sort of a bit glad when we sort of came on the scene, sort of some, because they were like they are now, or almost like they are then. And when you see somebody sort of doing something like you're doing, or they're a bit more way out, it must be good, you know.
So far on this tour, what's been the most exciting highlight, let's say, among crowds or excitement among the trips, as far as reaction to your show?
Well, the one we all enjoyed most, I think, was the Hollywood Bowl, even though it wasn't the largest crowd, because it seemed so important, you know, and everybody was sort of saying things, and we got on, it was a big stage, and it was great. We enjoyed that the most.
What about the party yesterday afternoon that Mr. Livingstone gave? Was that a highlight for you?
Well, it was, but it was more a job of work, you know. It was harder than playing. You just got to sit in a stool and meet about 300 people of all ages.
Why is that harder, John?
Because, you know, it's unnatural. Excuse me, knocking your mic. It is unnatural. It's natural for us to play and sing. But it's unnatural to sit in a stool for 3 hours and shake hands, but we can do it, you know.
You, How does it feel to be sitting there and have all of these Hollywood celebrities bring their children by just to shake the hands of the Beatles?
Well, it feels great. We thought we'd see more stars, you know, we were a bit choked. We saw Edward G. Robbins and Jack Palance, Hugh O'Brien, and we were expecting to see much more fun, you know, all the film stars, but they weren't there, all the kids were there, mind you.
I was standing right behind you when you turned around to, I think, George and said, this is Hollywood, is it Daffy? Did you really mean that?
Well, I've never used the word Daffy, it must have been something like it. Well, it is a bit, you know, isn't it? It's a whole, you know, showbiz is a bit potty, and the whole of showbiz stuck in one area must be potty, but it's good.
During your writing of songs, do you ever get your ideas from anything other than music? Let me try to explain myself. Do you ever see something in your experiences, in your travels, that you'd like to write about?
No, but that's narrative. It's more like folk music, you know, like if we wrote about our trip to America, it turned into a folk song, or if we wrote about Liverpool or London, you know, it just gets folky.
Is there any one of your songs that has a particular theme in it from something from real life?
Not that I can name. Hard Day's Night. The